What was your earliest memory of working with the academy?
Actually, before I was at the academy, I was on as assistant manager with Kevin Mahon. So that would have been my first sort of experience, a couple of years doing that. Kevin, it was actually brilliant for learning. And then it was under Keely and Gavin Dykes, and they came on, me and Declan Devine, and sort of left for a while then. But Eddie then approached me and he said, actually, see, would have come back with him. Now, I think Quiggy and Peter Moran were already there. So me and Eddie, got together and started working with the academy again. And then eventually went to me and Eddie and Quiggy. And then in the later times, Gary Duffy and Ron McDonald came on. So that was the early days, but the way myself, Eddie, and Quiggy worked, we split it between the three of us. There was no bosses, although Eddie was the boss. We bounced off one another well. And the good thing about it is now, looking back, is when you meet players you had, it's not about who they played for or where they are. They can have a conversation with you and smile and reminisce and enjoy it.
So how have things changed from the start of your working experience with the academy back then with Eddie and Quiggy and all those lads?
The ethos hasn't changed, I mean, as with the same ethos we had then, was trying to give the young fellas the best opportunity they can to be the best they can. That was always what we worked at. It was never about results, it was always about developing the young fellas. And we still try to work that ethos. The big change now is more structured now within the FAI. There's a lot of more demand on us. We go from 14 up to under 20s now. Whereas before, when it was myself and Eddie and Quiggy and that, it was under 17s, under 19s, and then we had put the team on the Ulster Senior League, mainly to get them more game time and a physical more league that they try and prepare them for the first team. You're probably dealing with 80 players in an academy who all have the aspiration to play for Derry City. That won't happen. But again, what we're trying to do is prepare them for senior football at whatever level their ability takes them to. So as when they do that, they can go and have a good go at it and maybe have a good senior career.
You did touch on it already about the under 19s league is now going to become an under 20s. It was kind of a soft launch last week by the FAI going into the new season. How is that going to benefit the academy now that you're going to have that extra year with your players?
There was a lot of discussions on a lot of workshops throughout the country, people, a lot of pros and cons on it. And two main reasons for bringing it on. One was instead of releasing players at the age of 18 and just turning 19, who had good ability and were good prospects, but just probably weren't ready to make the step to senior football. That was the thinking, that if we can give these kids another year, they might develop and be able to mature more and be more resilient to be able to go on and face the challenges that come with senior football. The other one was that I think they're trying to align it with all our organisations in our league. So what they're proposing is that next year that they'll go under 16 and under 18 as well and do away with the under 17s. So I think that's what they're thinking is. And there's a lot of work being done with the FAI and looking for funding, which is so underfunded, when they're talking to the Irish government and that as well, that they're going to categorise all academies and trying to bring them in line similar to what they've done in England. So you'll be audited and you'll have to make an account of everything you do. I was just at a meeting there the other night, me and Sean Barrett, their player pathway, they were putting it out there. And there's a lot of good work being done, but again, it's seeing it and the fruition of it.
Is it also a crazy expense running the academy clubs across the country instead of keeping it regionalised? Obviously, there is a split in north and south in the leagues.
It is quite expensive. And like to be fair, Philip funds it. How long we'd be able to do that at the minute? We don't charge any of our players for joining the academy. The training's free. The only thing we ask them to do is buy their gear because that's their own gear, for training, and they can keep that and wear that as they want. And we open a hub that they can get at a cost price from O'Neill's, as well as that on away games. We actually, give them a meal on the bus as well, because we want to make sure every single player has had the same sort of something to eat. Whereas, you could have been before going down in a bus and stopping, and one kid had plenty of pocket money and our kid had none, and somebody's eating all that. So we try to just make it a level playing field for everybody, that they get their meal on the way down. But as I say, look, it's quite an expense to do that and traveling. You're in Dublin every second week, or you could be in Sligo, you could be in Galway, you could be in Waterford, and it's all paid for by the club, and it is quite an expensive outlay at the minute. They try and do that, but as I say, fair play to the chairman.
After the EU referendum, has Brexit actually become an issue with you trying to recruit?
It hasn't become an issue with recruiting. It has more of an issue for us than any other club. The problem being that for anybody that doesn't know, if I go to sign a player from Derry or from the north, I have to get international clearance for that player. Like even at this moment in time where I'm registering players, I need 6 documents for a player from Derry to register them on with the FAI. Whereas I can sign a player from Manishone, Donegal or Sligo, he can come straight onto the team. He doesn't need clearance. He can just sign. As well as that, any players that are 16 years of age and are from the north, and the English, Scottish or whatever clubs can come on and take them at 16. But if you're playing for Derry and you're from Donegal, you can't go to your 18. Because that's a rule if you're from over the border. So what it has meant, it has given more stability to the clubs in the south that we play against, because I think in the last statistics there that they put out was that it has gone up 85% of the number of kids that are staying in the game in the south until they're 18 now compared to prior to Brexit. The other thing is that where we are located, there's demands on us now from both international bodies for players. You know, so the south's looking for our players and the north is looking for our players, because our players can make a choice to where they go, especially the players from the north, and it has its pros and cons.
Well, back in 2022, the chairman, Philip O'Doherty, was in the newspapers talking about a partnership with the University of Ulster about starting an academy. I think the site that was picked for the High Performance Centre was the Foyle College Senior School in Duncraigan Road. Has any more been spoken about that?
Well, without saying too much, that was the plan. There was an awful lot of work put on by the board. People like Peter Wallace, Sean Barrett, Patrick Sampson, myself, Philip, and other members of the board, you know, and we were really flying at it. We had drawings done and proposals done, but we had different chats with the university. There was a lot of stumbling blocks and a lot of bureaucracy and stuff that had to overcome, and it sort of stalled the process. Hindsight, Phil has decided, like, you know, for the substantial amount of money that he would be investing, he probably needs to look at a plan B. Now, there is a lot of work getting done behind the scenes on that as well. Like, Sean Barrett has been sort of a CEO now and like the strategic planning for the club going forward. Whether it will go to McGee or whether it be somewhere else, you know, only time will tell. But I would say decisions will be made this year as they were. It's actually going to happen. You know, the main focus on now at the minute is get the stand built and maybe look at the pitch, and between that, look at the facility.